For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Novelist Allison Liotta is a Michigan State University grad and a former sex crimes prosecutor. So when she writes stories about sex crimes, she brings a wealth of experience to the task. Her latest book, The Last Good Girl, centers on a rape that takes place on a college campus in Michigan. It's one of the Michigan notable books for 2016. She'll discuss the book in Holt on Sunday. I talked with Allison Liotta about The Last Good Girl.
All of my books are about a sex crimes prosecutor named Anna Curtis, and in this case, she's investigating the disappearance of a young girl from a college university, a young freshman, and trying to figure out what happened. And in the meantime, finds out a lot about the college system for dealing with their sex assault on campus.
Is Anna Curtis anything like you?
She has the same job I had. I was a sex crimes prosecutor in D.C. for 12 years, and so she brings a lot of the same emotions and to the challenges of this very heartbreaking and sometimes very rewarding job, the same things that I had. But she's much more interesting than I am. I'm a mom. I've got Cheerios and Matchbox cars all over. My life is definitely not worth writing a novel about, but she has a much more interesting romantic life and a much darker sort of family background because that works for her character and for these books.
Can you read me a passage from The Last Good Girl?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Now, this is not from Anna's point of view. This is from Emily, the missing girl who has recorded a video log before she disappeared. I can't believe I'm the statistic, 1 in 5. I'm a rape victim? This is not who I want to be. And I kind of wonder if I can just not be it by just not being it. If a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, does it make a sound? If a girl is raped but no one knows, is she really a victim? I could just pretend it never happened. I'm sorry, wait, did I just say that? Ugh. I rolled my eyes at those girls in the video, the ones who didn't report for months after being assaulted because they were torn or ashamed or thought it was their fault. Get it together. If you're mugged, you don't worry about whether you were asking for a mugging. Report it, be strong, move on. But here I am. Not sure I can bring charges. Not sure I can pretend it didn't happen either.
Allison Liotta reading from her latest novel, The Last Good Girl. Allison, campus rape at a Michigan college is the subject of this book. And current events at times mirror stories like yours. Is that part of your motivation in writing these stories?
Absolutely. There are so many people that this happens to, and they all have the unique experience of feeling like they're alone. And I think it's so important to talk about it, take these crimes out of the shadows, to let survivors know that they're not alone, that these things really do happen. They happen with alarming frequency at epidemic proportions. It's said that 1 in 5 girls will be raped in college. That's 20% of these young women that head off when they're 18, and we need to talk about it, we need to prepare them, and we need to let them know it's not their fault.
What are your thoughts on how colleges and universities like MSU handle sex assault allegations?
It's so different from university to university. I think some are making great strides in trying to reach out to survivors and trying to prevent it in the first instance, and some are just unbelievably barbaric and backwards. There are universities that punish victims of sex assault, that if they come forward, they're expelled from the university. There's some really outrageous things going on as well. And the problem is that many universities have, over a long period of time, done everything they can to suppress those reports from coming out because no one wants to be known as rape you. No one wants their daughter to go to that campus. So it's taken a long time for this to become an issue that people talk about, that they know is going on, and for universities to step forward.
Allison Liotta is the author of The Last Good Girl. She'll discuss the book at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday at the Capital Area District Library Holt Delhi branch on Aurelius Road. Allison Liotta, thank you.
Scott, thanks so much for having me.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.